Hi, this is Rishabh.
And this is Vanita.
Welcome to Connect the Dots podcast, where we want to discuss facts of life to help the next generation.
Some of the topics we will be discussing about here are parenting, schooling, talents, life hacks, new trends, travel, mindset, and more. Hey guys, welcome to Connect the Dots podcast, and we are at episode number 70 today. And the topic for today is experiences make you who you are. And this is completely Rishabh's idea. And it kind of is flowing very naturally to him when he was talking. So I just pushed the record button and let's see what he has to say. So Rishabh, over to you.
Before I start, let's clap for ourselves that we have touched 70.
Yay! Episode number 70. Perfect.
So yeah. What were you supposed to talk about?
Experiences make you who you are.
Right. Think of it like this. There's a little boy. Okay. He is running around the house. He's having a good time. But suddenly, he trips and he falls. And he starts crying. Like what normal kids do. And after a while, he's like, it's paining, I wish I never ran. But if he never ran, which is impossible, he would not know it's stupid to run around in a house. He wouldn't know that. And he would have gotten hurt one way or the other.
No, it's not stupid to run around the house because it's a natural tendency of a child to run. You've also run, got hurt many times. But from the point of view of, you know, some parents don't feel comfortable with their kids getting hurt and they just want to be overprotective. Now, what that does to the child is, the child is never ready to face the real world, okay? In the real world, you're going to get hurt in every way, physically, mentally, emotionally, in every, challenges will come in any possible way. And if you're brought up in an environment where it's very protective and very, you know, people are scared of getting hurt, then that's going to handicap you to facing the real world. So I think the child ran, got hurt, and then it got acquainted to what it feels like to get hurt. And that makes you stronger. Yeah? So that's how it is supposed to be put.
Oh, you know, some older people, which is, not for everybody, but when people get old, they start regretting. I don't know why. I'm not old, but I want to change that. People who are old should be happy that they lived that long. And they've stayed in the game for so long. And they'll be like, oh no, I didn't do this in a young... I did this in a young age. Oh no, I did that. But whatever they did made them themselves. Because if they didn't do what they did, they wouldn't be who they are. So this is how your experience really defines who you are. And also, at a young age, your most important thing you should be aware of is your environment. At a young age, everybody is like a sponge. And they have to be put in the right environment to get the right information. Mm-hmm. Because when some of these kids, when they're growing, they're not put in the right environment. And whatever they've done in their past life or whatever is going to impact them in the future. Because, look at it this way. There's a boy who went to school. Everybody in that school is very cranky and very, very...
disempowering.
Yeah, very disempowering. And stupid. Okay? Then when he grows up, that boy, that'll be his personality. Disempowering, stupid, and weird.
So who you surround yourself with as a young child and the environment that you operate in and the kind of belief systems that is put into your head, all of these matter in making you the person that you are, right?
Yeah.
So all these are experiences too, right?
Yeah.
So in my case, or rather my experience, I've seen a lot of people who, you know, have been brought up in a particular way, and some people are lucky to have got the opportunity to be who they want to be, to do what they want to do, to grow in a very positive and nurturing environment. And those children grow up to be really very, very fulfilled, happy, and naturally give back to society. But those who have not been fortunate enough, what happens is they, like you said, Rishabh, they go into a regret cycle. And further, when you keep regretting that I could have, if I did this, I would have become this way. If I studied in this university, I would have become so successful. If I, you know, like, I don't know, like 100 different things. If I did my business, if I chose this, I would have. So that regret makes you attract more things to regret. And then that cycle goes on viciously. Yeah. So, for children who are, or for people who are lucky or unlucky, both of them, you got to realize that your experiences, not only your experiences, but how you react to them is what shapes your future. Because if you encounter a negative experience and then just dwell on that negativity and keep complaining, then your life is going to go a particular way. But if you embrace that experience and see what you have to learn from it and integrate it, then your life becomes completely different and you get more and more reasons to be happy. So I think with that, anything else you want to say, Rishabh?
No.
All right. So over to you for the closing.
Yes. So stay tuned for more episodes. And if you like this one, share it with your friends. And this is Connect the Dots. Signing off.
Bye.